Hi, my name is Kyle Rosenthal. Welcome to the final module in the Migrating from Windows XP to Windows 8.1 course from the Microsoft Virtual Academy. As always, my Twitter account is on there, so if you do have any questions, please feel free to send me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can or point you in the right direction. So welcome, as I said, to the last the last module. Great that you made it this far, and hopefully you've picked up some really good tips along the way, and if you, say for instance, have joined us at this point through the process, make sure you do go back and have a listen to the rest of the courses that have been that we've run as well. So the module that we're looking at now, the Creating a Windows 8.1 Image, just looks at some of the methodologies that's available to be able to create a Windows 8.1 image, and in particular looks at some of the tools that are available for creating manipulating the image. And so in particular, we're just going to dive in. A lot of the tools that we talk about within here, we've looked at already as a tool themselves. So we're just kind of wrapping this up as such in this module. So the image tools that are available for us are the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. So MDT, obviously make sure you grab the latest version of MDT in order to be able to deploy with 8.1. And again, we've covered this across one of the modules, but just as a refresh, it is the free deployment tool that's available from Microsoft. And you know, it gives you the ability to be able to do creation and also deployment of images, and you know, basically gives you a really good way to be able to create a gold image for deployment purposes. And also, as we've seen, like sort of has the ability to be able to have some quite clever built-in intelligence with regards to doing deployment. If we start using things like the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit database in order to be able to put some smarts in behind the deployment. The other main tool that we've been talking about as we've travelled along has been the assessment and deployment kit, the ADK, and again make sure you get the latest version of that. It will contain some of the key tools that we need, and it contains tools like the USMT tool, as well as System Image Manager. Again, we'll revisit this a little bit shortly. WDS, the Windows Deployment Services, the main tool to be able to do our larger scale deployments, to be able, and it's the backbone of doing the automated deployments with the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, as well as we've discussed, sort of like sitting in behind the System Center Configuration Manager. So System Center Configuration Manager obviously is much more than just simply doing deployment. So yes, yeah, like it gives us the ability to deploy and also to capture images as well. All right, so the ADK, the Windows Assessment and Deployment Kit, contains a few tools. It contains certainly the System Image Manager, contains Deployment Image Servicing and Management Tool, or DISM, as well as our clean Windows pre-installation environment, so the Windows PE environment, and USMT. Now, depending on which version of the ADK you grab down, it may also have ImageX, but ImageX itself is no longer really applicable as a tool for Windows 8.1. All of our deployment command line as such is done through DISM now. So if you see ImageX, it's for Windows 8 and below that we can use that to be able to do image maintenance and image management. For our main deployment tool for the Windows for Windows 8.1 is going to be using DISM as such from within there. So just to reiterate that the ImageX versus DISM. So as I said, like sort of ImageX is a tool that used to exist, and it still certainly does exist for older versions of the operating system. But if you are looking at to do a deployment of 8.1, we will be using DISM as our main sort of tool now to do command line capture. So that it gives us the ability to be able to do image maintenance with regards to doing the capture and deploy of an image, but it also gives us the ability using DSM to create offline updates or to apply offline updates or online updates, as well as things like language packs and drivers to existing images. Really handy to be able to push in updates into and changes into an image without actually having to load the image up in order to be able to make that happen. The other thing just to note within there is that previously you had to download ADK to be able to get access to it. Now it's still part of the automated deployment kit, but you don't have to download it now in order to be able to use DSM, because it is, if you're using Windows 8.1, it is actually available natively in Windows 8.1. But if you're wanting to, say for instance, do some manipulation of older images, then depending on what the host is that you're using, then you still might need it, and that's why it's deployed as part of ADK. So just a couple of DSM commands, and these are certainly by no means all of the commands that are available, but things like, say for instance, the mounting of WIMS, committing of WIMS, unmount and remount. Now all the WIMS sort of manipulation gives us the ability to be able to work on the Windows image files that we create as part of the whatever our capture method is. So whether we capture it using MDT, using just simply the DSM command to be able to do a capture image, using WDS or using Config Manager, all of those tools give us at the end result is a Windows image file, and that Windows image file can be deployed using DSM, can be modified using DSM, and can be examined or looked at using DSM. So say for instance, doing things like getting the WIM info. Get WIM info gives us the ability to be able to have a look to see what's actually contained within a WIM file. So say for instance, if we get handed a WIM that we don't know what's in it, you might find that there's three images in it. So how do you know which one to deploy? Well, you have to have a look at it first off, and that's what doing things like the WIM info commands give us the ability to do. Little note that I put down the bottom there, that it is available for online and offline operating systems, so both of those are actually going to be applicable for us. So the steps, the overall steps that you're going to use to be able to build an image, and this is to do a manual sort of process. Okay, so first off, install ADK so that we have all of the tools available for us. Okay, create a bootable disk. And the reason we create a bootable disk, and this is going to be creating like a bootable Windows PE disk if we're doing this as a manual sort of process. So this is not using any of our automated tools for doing capture, like say for instance MDT or the System Center Configuration Manager. This is just simply, I build a machine and I now want to be able to capture an image on it. But if you think about it, this is what we do as an automated process. This is what we actually put into place as part of doing a deployment of using MDT or System Center Configuration Manager or WDS. This is what we automate. So the manual process, so install ADK so we have all of the tools available. Create a bootable disk, and as I said, Windows PE sort of environment to be able to do from within here. And basically all that's going to be, all we're going to use that to do is to be able to boot up of, to be able to now be in a operating system which exists above the disk that we're going to capture. Okay. Install and configure Windows 8.1 on a reference machine, so install it. Now, couple of things with installing your 8.1 onto a reference machine. Windows 8.1 as an image, as we've discussed before, is hardware agnostic to an extent. So it's therefore, on startup it will look to be able to install the right drivers to be able to get underway and that sort of thing. However, to make life easy as possible, to have a much lighter image than you would have had otherwise, then this is where you would do things like, say for instance, install 8.1 rather than putting it onto a reference physical machine, put it into a virtual machine. And the reason being, because the virtual machine will have a much less likelihood to be to pick up particular drivers that are going to be on the local box. So you know, it's going to be a very cut down version of the drivers that it cuts up that it picks up, because there's only a small amount that's actually going to be on that local machine, on that virtual machine. So that's, you know, one of my handy hints for you, is to actually do your installation of the 8.1 machine, the reference box, do that onto a virtual machine rather than a physical machine. Process is still the same for doing your installation. The capture is still the same for doing your capture. So the final thing then is final step before we do the capture of the image is to run sysprep. And the reason we do sysprep is because what it then does is then takes away essentially all the unique identifiers onto the local box, so that when it starts up again, when we start up our image, it's ready to have applied to it the answer file. It's ready to have applied to it the detection of all the hardware and that sort of thing. So therefore, we've got nothing that there's nothing that identifies it as being a particular machine. It just simply is a generalized machine in order for us to start from. And then the final task is then to capture the image. And that's where we would use, if we're doing it manually, again, we'd use DISM. And that's why we need to have the ADK tools, so that therefore when we're in our Windows PE environment, then we can actually use the DISM commands to be able to create the image for us. Okay, what that does is that creates then our golden image, our golden WIM file, and that WIM file we would then distribute somehow. And the distribution would be depending on what your tools are that you've got available. So if you don't have any, automation tools such as MDT, such as System Center Configuration Manager, then that's the kind of time to have a look to see what you might need to use for within there, like, you know, what's going to work for you. And as we've discussed, if we're doing a single deployment, then, you know, we could get away with doing just a bootable disk and apply the image. If you're doing any more than one or two, then that's where we would use MDT. MDT 250 to about 500 is where your limit is from MDT. Not so much from a process to actually having it work, but more from the benefits that you'll get by putting in something like System Center Configuration Manager. Once you start getting up into those higher numbers, then you're not only getting the benefit of obviously the deployment, but you're getting the aftercare, if you like, the after support. So with System Center Configuration Manager, then gives us the ability to be able to do the support of our boxes and the keeping them up to date, managing them for deploying applications like as an ongoing basis. So that's why you would look at what you're going to use for your deployment purposes. But from a perspective of actually building an image and getting it up and running, this is the basic steps that you need to have. So that, as I said, once you've done your capture, how you deploy it is going to be up to your environment. But don't forget that the actual building of the building steps of an image can be either automated through using our tools or doing a manual sort of process. The other consideration that we've discussed before, and I just want to reiterate, is that when you do go to build an image, one of the things that you need to decide is what you want to have in it. So whether you're going to have a thin image, so that all it has is just simply a basic operating system installed, maybe some drivers, but essentially just the clean operating system itself, or a thick image which has absolutely everything you require put into it, so all drivers already installed, all of the applications already installed and in place, or a hybrid, and the hybrid being something in between. So say for instance have a base image which maybe has Office installed in it because everyone has Office. So you have a gold image which is your base, which has some of the applications installed but not all of the applications, because you might sort of branch the image out for different areas. Like say for instance the sales area might have some sales apps that they put down, the engineering area might have some engineering apps that get put down. So with that sort of image, we have that's a hybrid, where we have the sort of middle ground, if you like. It's not as clean as a thin image, but it's certainly not as heavy as a thick image. Now, the considerations for that that you need to take in, the things you need to take in consideration. Obviously, if it's a thin image, it can take longer to have the machines up and running with all of the applications installed, because we've got to go and install those as post. Or the flip side of that is that if we're using a thick image, then the thick image is heavier to deploy, so therefore it may take longer to actually get the bits onto a desk, but once it's there, then there's nothing further to do. So it really depends on your organization. It depends on things like your bandwidth, how much storage space you have, that sort of thing, as to, and also how often the applications might update and modify, as to which one of those sort of versions of the process you might use. So in summary, the image creation tools, and in particular, you know, things like the ADK, the DISM, and then the same tools to be able to do your image maintenance and that sort of thing. So image maintenance, again, using DISM. The image creation tools, obviously, the other ones are in there that we mentioned, MDT, System Center Configuration Manager, and also things like, say, for instance, the WDS as well, to be able to do WDS captures to capture an image. And in remembering that no matter what you use for your creation, you have all those other options to be able to do your deployment as well. So a couple of useful links for you to be able to get access to. There's an extended explanation of all the DISM commands that are available. The download for the Windows ADK, if you need to be able to grab that. And also, there was a really interesting article. It's a TechNet article. Now it's built around the Windows 8 image. But it's a really good guideline for how to build a better desktop. So some guidance with regards to desktop images, where some of those consideration points might come in for your organization. So this is the final course, as I mentioned, for the Microsoft Virtual Academy course on migrating from Windows XP to Windows 8.1. There are a bunch of other courses that are available from the Microsoft Virtual Academy, and they're being added all the time and certainly being updated as well. And so make sure you do check those out. Make sure you check out any of the other courses that might be of interest, as well as the IT camps. So make sure you have a look to see if there's any IT camps that might be in a city near you that might be of interest for you to be able to go to. And then if you're wanting to check any test any of the product that we've been talking about, so say for instance, doing a deployment of 8.1 using System Center Configuration Manager, make sure you download, make sure you visit the TechNet Evaluation Center. With the TechNet Eval Center, you have the ability to be able to grab eval copies of desktop OS, as well as the server operating systems, as well as all of the other products as well. There's eval products available for. So therefore, you don't have to commit to purchasing something in order to be able to see if it's going to be a solution for you. So my name's been Kyle Rosenthal, and thank you for coming on the journey across the XP to Windows 8.1 migration. If you haven't already started down the track of migrating away from XP, certainly this is a really good time to start. Close of support is coming at us very quickly, so make sure you do start planning. And as I said earlier, if you do have any questions with regards to anything we've covered, please feel free to send me a tweet, and we'll have a chat. But again, thank you very much for your attendance, and I will probably see you again on another MVA course. Thank you very much.